time to get all of this off your chest or off our collective chests. The COVID situation, has it been handled well? I got COVID Christmas Day, would you believe? My whole family went down.
You got COVID on Christmas Day.
Well, we woke up Boxing Day, so we figure we got it Christmas Day. Woke up crook Boxing Day, right? So I just want to say, have you been through it?
To get infected, isn't it?
Well, maybe then I didn't get infected Christmas Day. It might have happened before that.
But all of your family got it.
Yeah, we did. So everyone kind of woke up and said, oh, I'm crook.
So did you get a phone call from SA Health, though?
No, I had to then go and get a test because I thought I'm crook. So I booked in and I was lucky. For the people that lined up for 9, 10, 11 hours at Victoria Park, I feel for you. I was lucky. I went to Mount Barker. You could make an appointment.
Yeah.
Mine was 11 a.m. Got there at 11. I was in and out in 10 minutes.
Right.
Fantastic.
How many people in your family got it? Without being personal?
I think about 8 of us.
Oh, wow.
Out of how many?
15.
Wow. Were you indoors for Christmas Day?
No, sitting out in the back.
Outside?
But all around a table. We had an outdoor dining table.
Yeah, but that's a very high proportion, I would have thought, for an outside.
But what I want to say is,
I guess you're kissing each other.
But Roo, as you know, you're in hospitality. What I want to say is, having been through it, for God's sake, open everything up. And I had a different view before Christmas. Now that I've been through it, I was sick for 2 days. And everyone, there's different levels of sickness. Now, my brother was staying with us. He got tested. He was positive. Wasn't crook at all.
Oh.
I was quite ill for 2 days. Stayed in bed, you know, fever, sweats, all of that, you know, aching body. Mm-hmm. And then others in the family were the same, and others had nothing at all. Others didn't even get it. I'm here to say, now that I've been through it, it's like you've got the flu, get sick, and then move on, for God's sake. Do not close things down.
But not everyone's like you, though.
No, but even if you are really crook,
yeah.
So what? Move on. I'm quite serious about this.
What about the hospital system if it overloads with people, if we get like 5 times the infections?
Yeah, but again, though, it's like having the flu. We're crook. Now, stay home. You know, isolate. Go to bed for a day or two. Get over the fever and the sweats. Wouldn't you think, isn't that the sensible way to do it?
I've spoken to heaps of people interstate, and there's only one person that I know that felt like they were about to die. Everyone else has sort of pushed their way through it for a couple of days. Most people have only had runny nose, sore throat, all those sort of things. Yeah. So,
is it worth shutting everything down for? That's what I'm asking
you. What I would say was I couldn't believe it. We were opening up on the 23rd of November to start with. But a month before that, and I'd said it to you and I'd said it on Triple M, November 23, it was always going to come into the state in late November, early December.
Yep.
It was going to spread around a bit. All right. We're going to have Christmas shows where we have big gatherings everywhere for every business and organisation around. We have a test match in Adelaide. Spread it around even further. So we create all this uncertainty and everything leading into the most special time of the year.
Yep.
Then we have Christmas Day, where you catch up with all your family from little whippersnappers through to grandparents, infect them like what happened to you. And then not only that, then you go, people from the country or people from the city go to their shacks or go to the regions and infect the regions.
Give it to everyone.
Like, if you look at it like that, you couldn't have scripted it any worse.
It's terrible. I think, Ditz, I understand what you're saying, and I do feel that in part of me, but the other part of me is saying our hospital system is already rooted. And we're seeing ramping out of control with the cases that we do have. And I wish we could open up. I do. I really do. But I just don't think that our government has prepared us even slightly for this. I mean, it's like they didn't make any. I'm a very unorganized person. Like, I know unorganized behavior when I see it. And this is, it's like I organised how to deal with COVID. It's everything I would have done. Now, everything was left to the last
minute. They're blaming Omicron, aren't they?
Yeah, they're blaming Omicron.
Well, you know, the other thing that happened, and everyone was doing this, not doing it, the week of Christmas, no one QR coded because everyone said, oh, if I get it, we're locked down, we'll miss Christmas.
Yeah.
No one was QR coded.
They didn't want
to
be a close contact.
Stupid. And the other thing I want to say is what they've done with our education system. Tell me how. No one knows at the moment if their kids are going back to school. Apparently, if you're in year one, you can. If you're in year seven, you
Reception
can.
Section 1, 7, 8, 12.
Right. How have they worked that out? Tell me. The teachers are up in arms at the moment. I've spoken to some teachers over the weekend who are absolutely savage about this.
And what are they up in arms about?
The disorganisation. How can you have, who decided that grade one was a good idea in grade eight, but not years 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or the other way around? What sort of random, ridiculous notion is that?
It's almost like they don't know what they're doing.
Well,
almost. It's policy on the run. It's new stuff, isn't it, I suppose?
So, one thing I've heard is, but year eight's important. Well, so is year. If I've got a kid in year two, that's important too. And year so is year three. Important. And so is
I
year
think,
four.
Oh, well, the logic that my two cents with that is they're year seven's new school, year eight's new school, year 12's the most important.
But do they catch COVID or don't they?
Well, of course they catch
right.
COVID.
So it doesn't matter. I'm
they're
just saying
take
it does
home
not
to
matter
their siblings anyway.
How old you are, what year you are, either you can go to school or you can't, surely.
Yeah, well, we might have the Premier on to tell us how they come up with it in the next couple of days.
133353, any of these topics to do with it. You know, have you changed your view or did you get COVID? How did it affect you? What about the school
system?
Have
you been affected by it? Yeah. I mean, some people, I mean, we talk about deaths out there and stuff with COVID. There's a lot of businesses that must be teetering on the edge of of going broke. It's been a disgrace what's happened in the most important month of the year for festivities, but also for profitability for businesses. Business has been absolutely slaughtered in December.
And that's why I say, now that I've been through it, I'm saying just get on with it. Honestly, I've really changed my view on it. And to be fair, you remember that pre-Christmas, how many times did we praise Nicola Spurrier and all of them and said they've done an outstanding job here in South Australia? And I still stand by that. But I reckon there have been some mistakes made since, like you pointed out, Roo, November onwards.